There's two phases, three phases, John, to your question in my mind. Actually, well, three or four phases. I'll break them down. One is the ability for coaches and staff to do their job as efficiently as possible. And where I'm going with that is the office slash classroom slash meeting space necessities and needs. Coaches are spread out for a department at a small school. We are more spread out here than any school I've ever worked at. We talk about, oh, Division I Butler. I can tell you at Division I Butler, every coach was within 60 to 70 yards of one another, all in the same building or on offshoots of that building.
Yeah.
And the camaraderie that it builds, the conversation that it creates when you pass one another in the hall. It's very rare people pass each other in the hall with just a hello unless they're in a hurry to get something else done. And right now, my own sense, I haven't sat here yet, but walking around several times, it's very splintered.
Yeah.
There are people throughout several buildings. On top of that, the addition of several assistant coaches and several, they call them grad interns here. I'm not quite certain where the term came from since
Yeah.
there's no grad school.
Yeah.
But I'll call them interns. The coaching interns, with the assistant coaches and the coaching interns, they've devoured all of the meeting space. They've taken over classrooms that existed here when I was a player and a coach. And they've taken them over with cubicles, and they're all mini offices now. And so where I'm going is in trying to facilitate and compensate the coaches, it takes me to number two, and that is the ability to meet and interact and communicate and have heavy discussion among coaches and staff and teams. It's a very different meeting setting when you can set you name the number of athletes, but it's a very different meeting setting to me personally. If I have 45 lacrosse players as my example, if the only place we can ever meet is in our locker room, and I have kids sitting up and down benches between lockers, and I can't be eye to eye with every one of them, and they can't be eye to eye with me, it creates a very different dynamic in a meeting. And I think the same thing holds true with the staff. In this day and age of technology, we can do a lot of our communicating via memos and emails. But too many people nowadays hide behind email. Email, I perfect example, I read an email yesterday and I interpreted it one way, and I read it to three other people and they interpreted it entirely different than I did. And we're left with, when we read emails, that's a great problem, is we're left to try to interpret what the writer was saying, and sometimes we don't know what the writer was really saying. So meeting space is critical to me, especially as a new person on board. I think there's a lot of communication and cultural shifting that it will be necessary, and I think that takes place much better served in a spot where we can sit and visit. And like I said, I think it's important for teams also. Take it a step further, the number three, which dovetails off of that, is recruiting environment. We need an environment where a coach can feel comfortable having parents and their son or daughter here visiting the campus, and we need to have a place that's not sitting out in the open foyer on your way between the alumni gym and the hockey rink.
Right.
There has to be a better setting to sit and talk about how great Hamilton College is than that place. A lot of the coaches, their offices are so small they can't possibly entertain the parents and the recruit in their own offices. And I've already addressed all those issues, and we haven't even gotten to a single playing surface for a single team. So I think there's a lot of things that have to take place. And then to take it a step further, we talked about recruiting, but eventually those recruits come here and they end up alums. And we need a central location for celebration, for gathering, for camaraderie, for commiserating, for whatever you want to term it that day at that time. We need a central focal point for alums, for parents, for guests of the college athletic department, for friends to gather. And currently, I don't see a viable location for that either.